Good afternoon, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Michael O'Brien, O-B-R-I-A-N-T. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 6/14/22, Mr. O'Brien performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/7/21, there's been no significant change period of paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Rapp, RAPP. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 6/14/22, Mr. Rapp performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVC 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to prior study did 3/10/20, there's been no significant change period. Paragraph impression, moderate bronchoconstructive pulmonary disease without bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post, 6-minute work test on patients Tina Hewitt, and this goes to Dr. Sheetsley. On 6/14/22, Mrs. Hewitt performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 291 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 95%, period. Paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.